B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You know, if someone disrespects you, your partner better stick up for you. Unless, of course, they know they're going to get their ass kicked. Hot 96.9, The Get Up Crew. Romero back tomorrow. Yesterday on Facebook, I saw this video that was going viral, and it was this guy with his girlfriend in a car, and the girlfriend came back in the car after going into the store to get something, and she was like, yo, that dude inside just called me a bitch. And he was like, excuse me? She's like, yeah, this guy right inside the store just called me a bitch. And the guy was like, that guy right there? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, all right, hold on. He goes to get out of the car. 2 seconds later, realizes he sized the guy up and was like, yo, I'm going to get my ass kicked if I go in there. So he got right back in the car and was like, well, what did you do? You know? And so it got me thinking, like, do you have to stick up for your partner no matter what? Like, even if your partner was wrong, let's see, because we don't know what this girl did for him to call her a bitch. We don't know. She could have been wrong. You could know that this guy will level you. And this is for women, too. At all costs, 100%.
If I was in that situation, I would have told him afterwards, after we drove off, I am not trying to get in a fight over some stupid stuff.
So you would have told him, but you just would have waited until he couldn't have done anything.
I'm not trying to, I know that some people like someone fighting for their honor or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. I'm trying to avoid the fights.
Leroy?
If she tells you and you don't, you in trouble. You got to do it.
She's telling you because she wants you to do something?
Absolutely.
Like, she might be testing you.
Yeah.
How far is he going to go to protect my honor?
That goes down. You got to do it. As a guy, you got to get up. You got to go do it. Now, for me, if I find out that the guy is bigger, okay, there are some things that might happen, right?
Leroy's making a call.
I'm tying up my running shoes real tight. And on my way walking over there, I am saying a prayer and getting order just in case. But you can't say no. You have to go. You have to stand up for her and do what you got to do.
All right, and this is even if you know your partner was in the wrong. Like, let's take this situation out of it, right? It wasn't like he just called her a bitch for no reason. Let's just say that your partner did something where they were clearly wrong. And, you know, this person is, like, completely disrespecting her in front of you now.
Yeah.
You still stick up for her no matter what.
Yeah, because you got to go home with her. Oh. And you got to face her. And you got to, you know, she's...
Even though you might sustain a few injuries.
Yeah. You
get put in the hospital.
If I love you, I don't want you to get hurt.
Here's the deal.
Because it can go to the left, too. Quickly.
Right. And it can go way to the left, too. I mean, if, you know, people, there's weapons that could be involved.
Man,
like, it could get real
over
ugly.
Over something stupid.
This is going to sound crazy, but I think of that now when I get, like, major road rage, because it happens a lot. Mm. I always think of that in the back of my mind, like, nowadays, man, you can't cross the wrong person.
Although it doesn't stop you.
Let's take line one first. Lincoln, you're saying if she's wrong, you can't fight.
Oh, absolutely not. Think about the possibility of you getting beat up if it's a big person, huger than you, and have more skills than you.
Okay.
If the person is wrong, you're going to be embarrassed by sticking up for somebody that was wrong?
Okay.
No. So you're worried about being embarrassed.
Right. But what about when you get home and you got to deal with her now?
Oh, I don't mind dealing with somebody when they're wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong. So if you're wrong, there's no way in the world I'm going to stick up for you and you're wrong, especially if you were rude to the person.
I love it.
And it just depends on the circumstances.
All right. Thank you, Lincoln.
I'd like to point out that his voice was a little shaky.
But here's what I will say. I will give Lincoln credit, because I don't think a lot of men will call up and say, no, I'm not fighting. I'm not doing that. There's not a lot of men that would say that. Line two, Kendra, your ex-husband never stuck up for you, and now what?
Now what? We're not together. I filed my divorce in November.
Stop it.
So what would happen? Like, what were the...
It was a matter of family, and then it was friends. No matter what situation we were in, he didn't stick up for me. He let his family disrespect me. We could be on the basketball court. He could get into a confrontation, and people are looking at me, not him, to kind of like resolve the situation, because it's not his personality, which is fine. But if there's right and wrong, then I feel like you should stand up for your woman. And he's very passive. and that's why I passed on him.
Just standing up for people and there's getting in fights. I think there's a difference.
I like that. He was very passive.
He ain't standing
up. So I passed on him. Line six, Jessica, what happened? What did your husband do for you?
Oh, my gosh. So he is definitely, he doesn't care if you're 8 feet tall and bulletproof. He has a heart of a lion when it comes to me. We have been together for 13 years. We have 5 children together. And I'm telling you right now, I cut off this guy one time, and I was in the wrong. And we pull up to this busy intersection. My husband, he turns over. He flips me off. My husband gets out of the car, goes over to his car, and smashes out his driver's
side window. Stop it. Stop it.
And tells the guy, don't ever disrespect my wife again. And just nonchalantly walks back over and gets in the car.
Get out of here.
Melissa's like, oh.
I know, that's love.
Exactly.
No. It's funny, too. So hold on. I'm getting hit up by a couple of my friends. Mariah just sent me a message and said she actually hates it and says that her husband defends her too much.
Oh, my
and
God.
Says she doesn't like that. And then someone else, I will not give out their name, said that when he was married, his wife was getting hit on by a certain New England Patriot.
Ooh.
And he stepped to him. Mm-hmm. And said, listen, you need to step off. And he did.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he was bigger than this Patriot. But still, I mean, to go up to, I mean, somebody who's a celebrity, I think, is kind of.
Right.
It could
That's
be
huge.
Potentially intimidating.
That's
for
huge.
Sure.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
You got to stand up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.